You got in so late, it's Sunday morning. Said that you were leaving, letting go of us. Where did we go wrong? Oh.
And now you say hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language, and this is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have an advanced lesson from The Economist magazine.
Yeah, this is a great magazine for advanced learners. Lots of good stuff about the economy in there. And this particular article is about the future of office space.
Right. So physical office space is changing.
Yeah, yeah, a lot, especially like Facebook.
Right. Yeah. So it's becoming more of an open space, mm-hmm. less kind of closed doors.
Yeah, yeah, you can move around.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also changing the work environment mm-hmm. and the kind of mindset yeah. of people when they're working.
Yeah, it's like changing the way they view work life.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a monologue here today, mm-hmm. and we're going to divide it into two parts. Mm-hmm. And let's take a listen to the first part.
Okay.
Tech companies of the future are changing the way their employees use office space. Offices containing a maze of cubicles, each being a fixed workstation, are going the way of the dodo. Employees may still have an assigned desk, but they are not expected to be there, and they routinely go to different places to do various tasks. A fluid working environment is meant to allow for more chance encounters, which could spur new ideas and spark unexpected collaborations.
So we just heard the first half of the monologue, and it's introducing the future of how office space is changing. And maybe you know, in the second sentence, office spaces usually contain a maze of cubicles.
Right. So a maze is kind of like a physical puzzle.
Mm-hmm. It's like a network of paths.
Right. Yeah. You try to make your way through. It's easy to get lost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so you get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a maze of cubicles. Mm-hmm. So I call these cubbies.
Yeah, cubbies, yeah.
And basically a cubicle is like an office, but there's no permanent walls.
Mm-hmm. It's like a half wall, right?
Right. So, yeah. And you can move them around to yeah. change the space.
Mm-hmm. And it's to get lots of employees in a small space.
Right. And make it a little bit more open than an office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because there's no doors.
Yeah.
But in these cubicles, there would be a fixed workstation.
Mm-hmm. So fixed, we know it's not moving. It's mm-hmm. there to stay. And workstation.
That's a place where you work.
Yeah, not a subway station or
no.
train station.
No, it's basically what we call the place where your desk is, mm-hmm. your phone,
yeah.
that kind of thing. It's yeah. your workstation.
Yeah, and a workstation, it's a smaller thing. It's not like a big office.
No.
Yeah, it's
no.
just a single place.
Right.
Work. Yeah. So these kinds of cubicles and these kinds of fixed workstations are going the way of the dodo.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a fixed expression.
Yeah, it's a little bit old now, but it's a fun expression. So
it
this
is.
Dodo was a kind of bird that lived in Madagascar, and they went extinct.
Right. So around the time of the dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah. This one, I think, was a little
later.
Recent, more
yeah.
recent. Yeah. But they died. They all died. So mm-hmm. there's no more. So if you say something is going the way of the dodo, it's...
No longer current.
Yeah. And it's going to be gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the spelling of dodo...
Just like it sounds. D-O-D-O.
D-O-D-O. It's
yeah.
not doo-doo.
Yeah.
Because that's something
yeah.
completely different.
Yeah.
But it's dodo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if these types of workstations are going the way of the dodo, what are workplaces going to be like?
Well, yeah, in the future, so employees may still have an assigned desk,
mm-hmm.
But they're not expected to be there at least all the time.
So assigned mm-hmm. is...
Yeah, something like it's given to me.
It's yours.
Yeah.
It's your name, I mean, is not written on it,
yeah.
but it's like if you have an assigned parking spot,
mm-hmm, yeah.
that is your parking spot. Yeah. No one else can park there.
Oh, someone does, I'll not be happy.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the same. Mm-hmm. An assigned workspace mm-hmm. is your space.
Yeah. So they can leave it. They can routinely go to different places to do various tasks. I like this word routinely.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a regular schedule thing.
Like a habit, because
mm-hmm, yeah.
a routine is a habit.
Yeah.
And the benefit of this is that a fluid work environment allows for more chance encounters.
Yeah, I love this word fluid. It's like free flowing, no shape.
Right. So a liquid is a fluid, and the way it moves is fluidly.
Yeah, yeah. It's like smooth. And the thing about fluid working environment is it's always changing. Mm-hmm. It's sort of unexpected.
Right.
Yeah.
And because of that, there's more opportunity for chance encounters.
Yeah, so chance, opportunity.
Opportunity.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Right, and encounters is to meet someone.
Yeah, so if I'm always in different work areas, I might meet people from different teams who I didn't expect to meet, and it might sort of create new ideas. You know, it might
new opportunities,
new creativity. Yeah.
Yeah. And that essentially could spur new ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this spurring, okay. Yeah. This was originally, I think, for cowboys riding horses.
Right. Yeah. It's on the back of their boots, and they would kick the horse to make the horse go.
Yeah, so it's like encouraging the horse. So we use it like encouraging or to motivate.
Yes, yeah. Motivate, definitely. Mm. And spark. Unexpected collaborations.
Right, just like starting a fire.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the little bit of flame that you get. So when you set a match to something, it sparks and it gets really big.
Yeah, or sometimes it's used in a negative way, like spark a war.
Yes.
Yeah, it can mean like initiate.
Or trigger.
Trigger, yeah.
In
yeah,
some ways. Yeah. And then that's sparking collaborations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
so
collaboration.
Collaboration, co, means together, and we see the word labor. Mm-hmm. So it means work together.
Yeah, and it's kind of like for each other's mutual or
they're, benefit.
They're both benefiting.
Yeah, right.
And this is different, a little different from cooperate.
Yeah, cooperate also means work together, but more in a kind of an abstract way, like it means you get along.
Yeah, yeah. So the opposite of cooperate could be like two brothers who are fighting all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, and mom says, cooperate with your brother, okay, like kind of get along.
Right, and collaborate in that same context would be, for example, if you need to buy a present for your mother, you and your brother could work together to collaborate to figure out what you want to do and get a present for her.
Yeah, and also this word, it's sort of used in big business, and they use it in the music industry when two
artists
work together. Oh, collaboration.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But cooperate is a little bit different because it just means to be nice to each other.
Yeah, yeah, right. And also there, you can use this as a verb as well, collaborate, and then the following preposition is on, collaborate on.
Right, so like you mentioned to musicians, they collaborate on a project together, a music project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now let's take a listen to the second half of the monologue.
Communal areas are meant to be casual and alluring, like living rooms. In common areas at the firm's offices, there are TVs, couches, and bookshelves. Framed photos of a few employees add to the effect. The lack of fixed workstations shrinks the amount of expensive real estate given to employees without leaving them feeling too squeezed. Young workers are thought to be more productive in these varied environments, which are reminiscent of the way people study and live at university. Even the office buildings themselves are called campuses. Such workspaces remind staff that they are choosing not just an employer, but a way of life. The effect of all this is that the typical office at a technology firm is becoming a prosperous, self-contained village. Employees have fewer reasons than ever to leave.
Okay, so we just heard the second half of the monologue, and we see right away communal areas, like the ones we've talked about, are meant to be casual and alluring, like living rooms.
Right, so communal, this is, I mean, you know what communism is. So it just means everybody's together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also use this word community. It's from the same word. There are things like communal gardens.
Right.
Communal tables.
Communal tables. When you go to restaurants now, it's like often one big table.
Yeah, and sometimes you can go there just separately, but you often end up talking to people next to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
You get to meet strangers.
Mm-hmm. So this communal is a very positive word, like sharing.
Yes.
Yeah, sharing the space.
Exactly.
And then alluring.
Alluring. If something is alluring, it's attractive. It's pulling you in.
Yes.
So lure, the word L-U-R-E, is like when fishermen.
Yeah, like bait.
Bait. So they put it in the water and it attracts the fish.
Mm. So something alluring is very fascinating almost.
Yeah. And you can use this for people. Mm. If, for example, a person is alluring, that kind of means they're sexy.
Yeah. You can use it for an idea.
Yeah.
An alluring idea is something that really fascinating, interesting, attractive idea.
And you want to look at it and think about it more and develop it.
Mm-hmm. So some of the examples, things to make it alluring, they have in the common areas, they have TVs, couches, bookshelves. They even have these framed photos, just photographs that are in a frame.
A little more formal than just a picture on a wall.
Exactly. It makes you feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
And all of these things add to the effect.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when something adds to the effect, the effect here is like the impact, the result of something. So they're trying to make it kind of homey.
Mm-hmm. And that adds to, it's like enhances or improves this effect.
Yeah. And it's a fixed expression.
Yeah.
So...
Don't say add to my effect.
No. Add to the effect.
So one of the other benefits of having this, not just that people can share and feel like they're at home, is that it shrinks the amount of expensive real estate.
Right. So these new environments seem pretty fun and casual and collaborative.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a psychological benefit. But there's also a practical benefit. What is that?
Yeah. So the lack of these fixed workstations also shrinks or lessens the amount of real estate that they need for an office.
Right. You don't need to take up as much space.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And because there's no walls or no doors, you can actually have more open space and your employees feel less squeezed together.
Yeah, this is a good word, squeezed. They don't feel as tight or congested.
Yeah, more
squished.
More room to breathe.
Yeah, exactly. Like we say squeeze if you want to squeeze onto a busy subway or squeeze into an elevator.
Squeeze into a tight pair of jeans.
Yeah, squeeze in.
Right. Yeah. And psychologically, this has an impact on workers.
Absolutely, yeah. So especially the young workers are thought to be more productive. And that's what we have the next part here in these varied environments.
Right. So varied just means there's different structures, different organizations. Mm-hmm. It's mixed.
Yeah. You get from this word various.
Mm-hmm.
That's also an adjective.
Right.
Kind of similar meaning. Variety.
Yeah. So this is kind of an interesting idea because you think that if people can go watch TV or nap sometimes, that they're not being productive.
Right.
But it actually makes them more productive.
Yeah, because when you get a break, when you take a break from something, your mind can kind of
refresh,
reboot, and you might get some extra creativity from that.
Yeah.
To change, kind of change your pace.
And this environment where there's, TVs, couches, sometimes a fireplace, it reminds us of a college or university campus.
Yeah, so we get this word reminiscent.
Yes.
This environment is reminiscent of the way people study at university.
Right, so it reminds you of something.
It reminds them something in the past, of course.
Yeah.
and it can bring up sort of nostalgia.
Yeah. So you can reminisce, which is the verb, about the good old days of maybe high school when you were super popular and no bills and things.
Yeah, and so I guess bosses are hoping that this way of working will bring back kind of that creativity and life that they had in university.
Right. And we know that universities, buildings and structures and everything together is called a university campus.
Yeah, so now even like Facebook headquarters, Google headquarters, they're calling the property, the land, a campus.
Right, because they have everything inside. They're self-contained.
Yeah, and so it's like everything...
There's a bank.
They have everything. Yeah.
Restaurants. Yeah. All of that fun stuff.
Yeah. So these workspaces, in addition to that, they're like all together, they're reminding the staff, in the next sentence we have, that the staff are not just choosing a job, but they're choosing a way of life.
Right. So when we're looking for a job, it's not just that the employer is interviewing us.
Yeah,
we're kind of interviewing the employer
exactly.
now.
Especially,
so there's options.
Especially like Facebook. Facebook wants the top talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those top talent,
yeah.
they have their options.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah. And this sort of way of life is a great expression. It just sort of a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
Like you can be a vegetarian. That's a way of life.
You can be a lazy person. Yeah, that's like a way of life.
Religious is
yeah,
a way of life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And workspaces as well here. So we saw workstation before.
Mm-hmm.
And workstation and workspace can be similar, but they're also different.
Well, a workstation mm-hmm. will be a workspace.
Yeah, yes.
But a workspace doesn't have to be in a workstation.
Exactly, yeah. Workspace is like bigger. It's more like the whole room.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. kind of an open open concept
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of area.
Mm-hmm.
And an interesting thing that's become pretty popular with workspaces mm-hmm. Is that they'll often have stand-up workstations
oh, okay.
in them.
Okay.
So if you have a bad back or things mm-hmm. and you can't sit for
yeah.
a long period of time.
Yeah.
So it just shows you that the workstations can be varied.
Yeah, and even I think that would be good if you're sleepy, you can stand up and work.
Yeah.
That would make you more effective.
Wake up.
Maybe.
So the overall effect of all of these things mm-hmm. is that a firm is becoming more prosperous.
Yeah.
And like a self-contained village.
Mm-hmm. So self-contained, this is great. It's like independent.
Yeah. It has everything that it needs inside of it.
Yeah, it doesn't need any outside help. Another similar thing is self-sufficient.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just like a big university campus has everything, even grocery stores.
Yeah.
This is becoming like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So essentially the result is the employees don't need to leave the campus.
Yeah, why would they leave?
No, it's more fun there than going home.
So they can just, you know, bring their wives and family there and have a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, until, you know, 10 p.m. if they want, yeah.
So let's take a listen to the whole monologue one more time.
Okay.
Tech companies of the future are changing the way their employees use office space. Offices containing a maze of cubicles, each being a fixed workstation, are going the way of the dodo. Employees may still have an assigned desk, but they are not expected to be there, and they routinely go to different places to do various tasks. A fluid working environment is meant to allow for more chance encounters, which could spur new ideas and spark unexpected collaborations. Communal areas are meant to be casual and alluring, like living rooms. In common areas at the firm's offices, there are TVs, couches, and bookshelves. Framed photos of a few employees add to the effect. The lack of fixed workstations shrinks the amount of expensive real estate given to employees without leaving them feeling too squeezed. Young workers are thought to be more productive in these varied environments, which are reminiscent of the way people study and live at university. Even the office buildings themselves are called campuses. Such workspaces remind staff that they are choosing not just an employer, but a way of life. The effect of all this is that the typical office at a technology firm is becoming a prosperous, self-contained village. Employees have fewer reasons than ever to leave.
So we just heard a really interesting article about the Silicon Valley companies and how they're leading the way into the future of office space.
Right. So do you work in an office where there's kind of one of these new type of office spaces mm-hmm. or have you ever been to one of these campuses?
Yeah. Or do you work at one of these Silicon Valley companies like Facebook or Google?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know in the comments and we look forward to reading what you have to say.
Yeah. And thank you for listening.
Take care.
Hold on.